This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush held a summit with Mexico's President Vicente Fox and Canada's Prime Minister Paul Martin yesterday. They met in Waco, Texas. The White House portrayed the meetings as friendly and productive. Later, Mr. Bush took the two leaders to his ranch. NPR's David Green reports.
All the signs of a friendly summit were there. President Bush hopped in a pickup with Fox and Martin, got behind the wheel, and showed off his ranch. The three munched on fried shrimp and grilled chicken. Before the ranch tour, they talked to reporters. They stood in front of a huge placard with U.S., Canadian, and Mexican flags arranged like a three-color checkerboard. Mr. Bush got things started.
I want to welcome our friends. After we go through this exercise of democracy, that being answering your questions, I'm looking forward to hosting them to the ranch.
But by the time the three were done, reality had hit. There were big issues that still divided them, from immigration to missile defense to beef imports. Now, the rancher who opened the event with a hearty welcome was on the defensive. He was asked whether they have sharp differences.
We got differences. I don't know if you'd categorize them as differences that would then prevent us from finding common ground. I don't view it that way.
The leaders announced a new initiative, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. They vowed to clear away cumbersome regulations that slow up trade, to share intelligence to help make their borders safer, and to cooperate on energy and environmental issues. But when they moved away from talking about the new partnership, the problems came out. The towering Fox, a fellow rancher, stood next to Mr. Bush. He spent 4 years pushing for a change in U.S. law that would give Mexican immigrants legal status to take jobs in the United States. Though the trio spoke at length about the topic, Fox was brief in public. He spoke through an interpreter.
We discussed immigration. We discussed it as a trilateral issue. We discussed the issue of border crossings and how we can protect our borders and be efficient along the border.
But Mr. Bush has run into resistance in Congress on the immigration issue. He told Fox he doesn't know if he can deliver for him.
Mr. President, you've got my pledge. I'll continue working on it. You don't have my pledge that Congress will act, because I'm not a member of the legislative branch, but you will have my pledge that I will continue to push our Congress to come up with rational, common-sense immigration policy.
Martin said his relations with Mr. Bush are tight, but he didn't hold any punches. He said it's about time the United States resume importing all Canadian beef. A ban was put on some beef after the mad cow disease scare.
We look forward to the day in the future when, notwithstanding all of the lobbying, all the legal challenges, all of North America is open to our safe and high-quality beef.
Martin also took a hard line on the missile defense shield Mr. Bush has supported. The Prime Minister disappointed the White House recently when he said Canada wouldn't cooperate on developing the system. Yesterday, he was blunt, saying he won't reconsider his position on the ballistic missile defense, or BMD.
On BMD, the file is closed. But our cooperation in terms of defense, in terms of our borders, in terms of the defense of our common frontiers, is not only very clear, but it is being accentuated.
Mr. Bush has often used his ranch to make meetings with leaders casual and to try to iron out differences. The president's next guest comes next month: Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, here to talk about the delicate subject of Middle East peace. David Green, NPR News, with the President.